We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
Can you see how when you empower individuals, some of the same individuals that Project Veritas has exposed as labeling people as terrorists who say make America great again or who support the president, that that in fact can be the very election interference that we're concerned about and that you're using your market dominance in search to accomplish that election interference?
Yeah, Congressman Matt Gaetz there yesterday at the hearing with the big tech CEOs. Interesting question, and one I've heard our Senator Josh Hawley mention before as well. And he's joining us this morning, Missouri Senator Hawley on the line. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. What's your reaction to that hearing yesterday and what you heard from Tim Cook and some of these other folks?
I thought it was a lot of non-answers from four guys who clearly did not want to have to answer any real questions, who spent a lot of time filibustering, but who did it. You know, I applaud the House members. I thought you played a clip there from Matt Gaetz and others pressed them on some issues. So I think they got pressed harder than they have been before when they've been up to the House. So they haven't been on the Senate side since I've been in office. But listen, bottom line, Mark, same old stuff. I mean, look over here, look over there. They don't want to admit the fact that They are monopoly platforms. They have no real competition. They've been stifling the competition, and they've been using all that power to put their thumb on the scale against conservatives, to spy on us, to take our private property or private data. They need to be held accountable.
So you've got a new bill out there that would remove some immunity they're currently given for behavioral advertising. Explain that to us.
Yeah, it's a spying. What they do is they spy on us. Facebook, for instance, to take one example, tracks you all around the web, the websites you visit, your friends on Facebook, your search terms, your posts, your pictures, all of it. They build a dossier on you, and then they sell access to you, to other advertisers, to folks who are trying to influence your behavior. It's really remarkable. They do all of this without your permission. And my question is, why should the federal government be subsidizing that? Because that's exactly what the federal government is doing. The federal government gives these guys special immunity from liability. So what my bill would do is it says no more of this manipulation for free. The government shouldn't be subsidizing them, spying on you, and using that information, Mark, to control you, to control what you read, to control what's in your feed, to control who can communicate with you. And these are the tools we see them trying to use against President Trump and other conservatives.
Yeah, it's a great point. You know, Senator, this past week we got another disturbing decision by the United States Supreme Court. John Roberts has been obviously a pretty major disappointment recently, and I heard you say that you'd like to see a new litmus test for future Supreme Court nominees.
You know, I think it's time that we ask some tough questions about judicial philosophy. And here's one that I'm going to ask of any Supreme Court nominee in the future. Does that person recognize and acknowledge that Roe versus Wade was wrongly decided back in 1973? I mean, this should not be a hard question. Roe was an act of judicial imperialism. And the biggest problem we have on the bench today is we have a court that are full of judicial imperialists. They want to run the country. They want to make the decisions. And I want to see some evidence in the record before I vote for any Supreme Court nominee that they understand that Roe, in particular, was an act of judicial imperialism. If they can't say that, Mark, then I'm afraid that they're probably a judicial imperialist and I can't support them.
Couldn't agree more with that. You know, I've heard you also comment, Senator, on the McCloskey case. We got a big decision to make next Tuesday here in the city. Where Kim Gardner wants people to vote for her again after the way she's intentionally persecuting people, I don't know, using their Second Amendment rights and the Castle Doctrine in Missouri.
This is one of the worst abuses of prosecutor power I think I've ever seen in our state. I mean, it is remarkable. The McCluskey couple, as you just alluded to, Mark, are protected by Missouri law. The Castle Doctrine, Missouri law explicitly protects the right of Missourians to stand on their own property and use lawful firearms to protect their property, to say nothing of the Second Amendment. Right. And she knows that, by the way. And this is why this is a show trial. This is a political prosecution to try to help her get reelected. It is absolutely wrong. It is in violation of the law. She should be sanctioned by the court for bringing this fake prosecution. And I think the U.S. Department of Justice should open a civil rights investigation of her attempt to go after people's constitutional rights. And I've asked the Attorney General to do just that.
Well, worth pointing out, there were more murders in the city in the month of July than there were COVID deaths.
And she, meanwhile, what is she doing? She is releasing violent offenders without any prosecution. St. Louis PD has brought her dozens of criminals, violent criminals, to be prosecuted in connection with the recent rioting and looting, and she's let them go. I mean, it's just unbelievable. And meanwhile, she's going after this couple.
Well, it is amazing. I tell you, Senator, we've run out of time. I wish we had more time, but I appreciate your time this morning, and let's do this again soon.
You bet. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. United States Senator Josh Hawley on the line this morning.
Get more at 971talk.com.